When choosing to use space heaters, first and foremost, if you're purchasing one, ensure that it has been properly tested by an authorized laboratory to do such. And that company, such as UL, comes to mind, just to ensure that it has been tested in a lab to ensure its safety for its use.
With there are different kinds, I assume. You can get electrics and some of the ones that are a little more risky that you may have some special advice about. What are those and what should people do?
Well, always keep in mind that whenever you have a space heater in place, ensure that you have a 3-foot area around it where there's no combustibles, and that means paper, curtains, next to a bed is off limits. It needs to have that 3-foot space where there's nothing near it. There's different types of space heaters that can provide the warmth that you need. They can, whether it's electric, it could be kerosene, the type of electric, it could be a ceramic heater, it could be forced air heat, it could be radiant heat, the types that look like a radiator, which tend to be a little bit more safe because they don't have the exposed elements. But at all costs, always make sure to remain a 3-foot zone around that you have no combustibles. Also, keep in mind that if the gloves are wet and the hat's wet from being outside, the space heater is not the place to lie them, because once they do dry, then they become a hazard.
You also should be aware if you have young children around, I assume they need to be watched at all times.
Absolutely. Anytime you're dealing with children or pets, you want to make sure that there is a protective barrier that keeps them from making contact with the heating appliance, not only to protect them from scald burns, but to keep the heater from being knocked over where it could ignite something.
Kerosene heaters, they always seem to be the culprits. Legal in all localities, or are there some restrictions around the state that you're aware of?
At this point, I'm only aware that Baltimore City has made them illegal for use within city limits. So kerosene heaters are not allowed for use in city limits. But in all other areas, if you do choose to use a kerosene heater, make sure that you only use the K1 kerosene fuel. Never refill it while the unit is hot, and also remove it to the exterior before refueling so that if there is any spill, it's not located inside the house, adding to the combustible nature of your dry indoors.
What about storing the kerosene? That stuff can be dangerous too, can't it?
Yes, any combustible liquids, flammable liquids, should be stored preferably in a shed that's locked and is away from the home, just to ensure that it has that safety barrier in case something were to go wrong.
All right, Bruce, what have I missed with all of this? There's certainly some other things you may want to tell people.
Well, always and always maintain your smoke alarms and your carbon monoxide detectors. These are your first form of defense in case something were to occur, that you would be able to be alerted when something goes wrong. When it comes to a smoke alarm, it's letting you know that the potential of a fire is already occurring. When it comes to a CO detector, it's letting you know that something is not burning efficiently and carbon monoxide is being released into the home, and you need to be able to mitigate that situation and get outside quickly as possible.
And it brought to mind yet another question with carbon monoxide. The rule is there ought to be some extra ventilation when you're using certain types of these heaters, correct?
Yes. Anytime you're using a fuel burning appliance, the carbon monoxide issue does exist. So you should have a window partially open just to allow that exchange of outside air so that you don't have that potential of excessive carbon monoxide building up inside the home.